Yeah, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Evangelist Samson.
Yes, sir. This particular message has been come out from within media groups, as within the media, and me where they talk to me, Evangelist Samson, the CEO of Tagmen. And I get on the line with National Secretary General of the All People's Congress, when Alhaji Ambassador Dr. Fode Usman Yansane, and you don't play a great role for the All People's Congress, and now you can lead we into National Delegate Conference, where for happen this coming Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, that the 10, 11, and the 12. I don't know if I miss the date, sir.
Good morning, listeners.
Yeah.
The National Delegate Conference will take place in Apodloko City starting from Friday, the 10th of January, when are the day where accreditation will take place. Meaning that all delegates, people that will qualify or serve as delegates at the National Delegates Conference, will register, and the observers that will give observer cards and say will register. Then the real deliberations on the constitution will start on the 11th, the morning of the 11th. The opening ceremony will take place that same morning. So the party delegates will deliberate on one issue, one topic, that now for the adoption of the constitution, we don't amend the 5th December 1995 APC constitution. We take a long time for the debate upon, we'll get input from we own party people, them we we'll get contributions, proposals, etc. We now the input we'll get from we party people, them both here in Sierra Leone and abroad in the diaspora. So the highest organ of the party now the National Delegates Conference, and it will take place na Apodloko City. In fact, na Apodloko we there, so we didn't have Apodloko now, because with the holy meeting today for put the security apparatus in place. The DIG will be in attendance, and the national deputy chairman and leader of the party now in the lead the APC team, where we will hang aid with the police, we will assure them say we get marshals who are tested in helping the police in the maintenance of order. We don't try and 2018 now we out in to provide the police with over 400 marshals. We assist in ensuring and marshaling over 5,000 people. We go at the out in Bure Beach. We repeat the same feat this year, December. We hold a big out in the same Bure Beach. We had over 500 marshals, and things went right. We also been get a big carnival on the 21st of December in Makini, who cooperates fully with the police, and we come out very well, and the police commend me. So we work in cooperation with the police. Yeah. This is the state of play, as we can start with deliberations with the police for put security apparatus in place. City.
Yes, sir. Secretary General, sir, a rumor is going to the social media where some of we don't, the bunker, you know, we don't attack most of them people in it, because like, we know, say, the one who they do this particular thing on the social media, now the people on the other side, where they know, say, APC, na AV party, APC not get picking crowd. Any 20 APC they do, it is say, thousands or millions of people, And as I said to you, lots of people in the Commonwealth have gone out in the camp, the USA, the UK and Ireland, the Germany, plenty. Some in the salon, some in the camp today. So the one guy for poor people in art, they say Dr. Anes Baikoma, the chairman and leader of the All People's Congress, and also the deputy chairman and leader, and you, the Secretary General, they say when I get planned for go with talks and they for go set confusion. So for that reason, the DIG don't want for stop this particular convention for making a change venue, let it happen at Port Loko. So I don't know how to use it.
Well, initially, the IG been called me yesterday. He said he worried about the security situation at Port Loko because an audio they make the round that the chairman and leader, the deputy chairman and leader and myself, we don't organize hundreds of talks on some Port Loko and disrupt the meeting. We just left now with the conduct. This audio, we know the thought now from Canada. So when IG say in worry and in belief say sometimes bring the conventional return, I tell us categorically say it's not possible. One, all the people in the provinces, they prepare themselves for Port Loko.
Exactly.
One, the second one, we not ever get any thing who don't prepare a preterm who can hold this convention. Two, the base for Loko are we stronghold. In fact, I will call our strongest hold, whether put in Lekka or not.
Exactly.
Put Loko on the ground, the people are prepared to receive the APC. So why would they left there? We can the uncertain atmosphere in a preterm. With the assure IG, I told him, we're going to maintain law and order. We are going to ensure they help us preclude any strangers. We call unwanted visitors now with convention. Because the convention gets rules and regulations way with the follow. Who we can discuss with the DIG, the regional commander, the operational commander of the police, where we will put in place for maintain law and order. The police don't cooperate with me so far, and there is no cause for alarm. We tell people them the convention they start on Friday, and everybody will get right for go. When I observe, you get right for go na Port Loko, and you'll be received.
Yes,
because the arrangements are far in advance.
Yeah, hello?
Yes,
yeah,
go ahead.
Yeah, Mr. Secretary General, and also people want to know which type of polo or Lacoste or t-shirt people can go put on. If people can qualify like for wear Lacoste or t-shirt, you go get the chairman and leader in face or the former flag bearers in face them. Or this particular Lacoste or t-shirt, hope they wear are just red or white. Let people enjoy know their code of dress.
In the first place, one for tell the public and we supporters and members that now one issue they will discuss and put local. That is the constitution, the draft constitution we don't prepare. We they go ask the people for adoption or otherwise make changes so that. But having said that, we want to also inform them that no to national officers will they go elect. No to
flag bearer,
they go elect. The flag bearer, the national officer election, they take place sometime this year, at the end of the year, around October. We will make the mandate of the national officers at that end of the end. But we have also tell the people and say, no, if you get your candidate where you want support for flag bearer, you get your candidate where you want for support for be a national officer like chairman and leader, deputy chairman and leader, secretary general, organizing secretary, etc. You go wait for that October National Delegates Conference with the new constitution, now would be in operation.
Exactly.
But for now, the old constitution, now would they use for pass this new constitution into being, now that the law say. So nobody know for well, aspirant, flag bearer aspirant, national officer aspirant, nobody know for well the chairman and leader, the current chairman and leader in polo or in picture. We don't want in none of that. We will tell the police that. Okay. If you na party business, you get the APC logo where that will be red and white. Finish. But nobody in picture, no banner. But they are they welcome Mr. Yansane, because I am one for me Secretary General. Are they welcome Mr. Mansari? Now one lady this and that. So with all we support as them, who don't tell every constituency, every ward, every region and district for say if we're not gonna put locals in this way we're not for behave ourselves. And that is being adhered to by our own supporters. So you were there inside we party, you represent the APC and you know go the way with the APC don't see for go in a peaceful, orderly and consistent manner for bring this party out of the doldrums and for respond to the wishes of our people who are crying for this party. We want to assure everybody say we will put up in the corner. The APC a party, the APC is an institution. It's not a social club. We get rules and regulations where we obey at the national level. We get rules and regulations where the parties have done make for control in conduct. So with the appeal to everybody say not to go through banner, not to go through t-shirt, not to go through candidate. Now for go, let us get the new constitution will guide the conduct of the APC.
Lastly, sir, thank you for that because we don't get that clear for say we don't for put on Yasane in polo or Minkalu or Anes or this or that. We forgot it in the red and white. Now, lastly, like we don't get information for say people are ready for go disturb. But thank God you don't mention say when I don't put the police in place and also the party marshals then. Because they talk about marshals, all political parties then get marshal or tax force whenever they can get program that they can do for help the police and for secure. Now, some of them people there, some of them they want for go and disturb this particular national delegate conference because the reason to be down for go do that then means say now for go elect or select officers then. But thank God they don't make a place say this now for go adopt the new constitution where una begin mandate to the CRC for then they look into the 1995 constitution and now the CRC be don't enter. So like put local the wait for the people on the 10, 11 and the 12. So like I don't know if you get any idea on those people where they want for go and bug this national delegate conference.
Well, I get message for them. I want to tell them in their own best interest, let them stay away from the APC convention. We together with the police, we lay out the modalities for participation into the hall which have to conduct the deliberation for adopt this new constitution. We know they encourage anybody from outside who say in they can't disrupt the party. We hear about people then where they send audios now within and call the social media or say if this happened now so then they do. This is a law of a country of laws. If you're not satisfied with what they do, you get action other than using brute force. And the police and we they work together. Like I said, we know the clean talks. These are people we will introduce with identification. They will get identification that this APC marshal gets in tag and police this person. Now we on posting any other person we can we want posting way for good inside that convention. We know they allow you even if you get your party card. Because unless we control the crowd, chaos today and a chaos no one. Therefore, make sure say you are given an observer status. Make sure say you are a delegate. In fact, coming to the issue of delegates, we don't make a statement to the effect that anybody who wants to find out the status, go on at the party secretariat, they will tell you which and which you for do. The issues are clearly defined in 691 and 692 of the Constitution, who that and who that qualify. If you're not in that category, they stay away. It's as simple as that. Now, the national constitution, you will qualify, will register, now you go vote. You know, go the way you not register, you can, you say, I want to go vote. Now, the police station, the police will ask you for go. So, we ask only delegates who don't call this week a meeting of all the regional chairmen, all the district chairmen and their secretaries. We don't give them a list. Among their list of people that we serve as executives at the various levels, we qualify for the delegation at the National Delegates Conference. Some then don't die. In fact, some then don't even jump to other political parties. Yeah. Some then don't free, they know they can't near the party again. So exactly. We and the various executives at the various levels, we don't see it. We they harmonize the list up to the time who they go. There is no time wait until we say, if we don't exhibit the list. No. Then tell we say the list of qualified people then are 691 and 692. The law now would follow. We not follow the whims and caprices of people that we don't understand. What for ourselves with people there?
You have 1 minute remaining.
It is registered as a convention with an agenda item who don't clearly define, who don't give out a month earlier as is required by law. 1 month ago, we don't tell everybody, say, this is the agenda, the adoption of the APC Constitution.
Yeah, sir. Lastly, sir, we talk about the list. I find out the other people in zone for publish that particular list, the delegate list. You know, so I don't know what
it is. Party Constitution not say that. He said, for make it available to the various executives at the various levels, which we have done. If you're a party member, if you're a member of this APC, go on at your level. If you're a NAC member, go get right for vote. Go on a NAC and you go see your name day. If you're a NAC member, go, you go see your name day.
Yes, that's Dr. Fode Usman Yasane. I see the talk on the National Delegates Conference where for happen come the 10, 11, and the 12. And we all see how... Yes, sir. Yeah, go on, sir.
Hello?
Yeah, go on.
Yes, yes. So, if you... They are the district level. Would they qualify for the chairman? Members of the... qualify for the members to attend the National Delegates Conference. It's clearly spelled out at the district level, at the constituency level. So this is not the situation. Nobody know who go they say, they're not the list.
Yeah.
If you're not part of the APC, you know automatically, after the first time this APC don't hold the convention.
Exactly.
We don't hold several conventions.
Yeah,
in fact, not the district convention we don't hold.
Yeah.
The National Delegates Conference.
Yeah.
So we want to tell all man say, nobody knows can bring new rules. Where you say, whoever publish the list.
Mm.
No law not tell me that. If the constitution be say that, we will do them.
Exactly.
The constitution say, give the agenda 1 month before. We don't do that.
Yes.
All men will get the agenda, those who are entitled to getting it. Nobody knows they jump side precincts, the public, to expect, say, you know, Fatima. If you any difficulties, go to the district executive, go to the constituency executive, go to the zonal executive, go to the ward executive now, go to the regional and the national executive. You'll be informed.
Yes, sir. I hope that people would understand. Yes, I hope that people would understand you, sir. As you don't make a plane. How people ever go on Botsloko and two again, you don't talk on the list that the delegates list where lots of people in the constituency, if or publisher, then foresee wey dat no one dey happen inside the APC, you know, and another one for come up with new law. And the one
we got the list is that is in the party office.
Exactly.
So you and a party member can look the list, you go see your name there if you qualify. If you not qualify, you know, go see your name there. It's as simple as that.
And like these are the non-delegate members, and they're going to cause this. The one don't know to delegate, that they try to create problem. The one where they are delegates, they understand. They know say they are delegates. So need know they begin causing say they for publisher, they for do this, and they for do that. You know, now the one they where they want to get them off job for create problem inside the party. But like we,
well, they all want create problems. They meet problems also because order and I want they na any discipline political party.
Exactly.
You know, because you want this and you not qualify. If you want for becoming a delegate, you don't serve the party.
Exactly.
Various sir. Categories.
Yeah.
You know, where else can you pay money today? You have a right to vote if you get your card at the constituency level. You get a right to vote as a delegate at the district level.
Yeah.
In fact, all registered members of the party get right for vote as a delegate at the constituency convention.
Exactly.
You have a right. Now, from that convention day, if you win day, then we say that you move and graduate to the next stage of being a delegate at the district convention.
Mm-hmm.
From the district convention, if you qualify, you don't win day by voting, you can move down to the regional convention. From the regional convention, you go to the national delegate conference. This is not a process. It's not a procedure. Well, nobody will come short circuit for it.
Yeah. Well, I say thank you very much, and I wish you today a successful meeting, as not the meet today, and we pray that it will come out fine, so that we all will go in the happiness inside Potroko.
By the grace of God, we believe say the convention will come out fine, because our intentions are good for the country. We intention good for the political party called APC.
Yeah. So thank you very much, sir.
You're welcome.
Yeah. That by the National Secretary General of the All People's Congress, winner Ambassador Dr. Usman Fode Yansane, has a very important interview with him concerning the National Delegate Conference. We all get the rumors on social media where some guys then they try for unbug the process, so then they try for disturb this particular conference, but it not get for happen. So this thing get for right on the 10, 11, and the 12 is a Potroko. And I'm for telling us, say, we the tag men, as we know we roll, and for promote the activities of the APC, we get for the day for giving a live coverage, which is go on is a Potroko. And also on Thursday, the tagman will launch with Potroko branch. The tagman Potroko branch inside Potroko at the Babuya Hall, where the time is at 3:30 p.m. And we hope to see a lot of APC supporters and members for the part of this launching inside Potroko. Tagman na a group with the for make sure say people enjoy the benefits where Dr. Anisbai Kuma left. And also we stand for tell people the truth. So I thank una all as tagman and affiliate to the ASMEG. Una all thank you. And una stay blessed. Mina Evangelist Samson, the CEO of Tagmen, PR of the Rising Sun, and Chairman of the ASMEG. Thanks.